All right, baby, here we are. We are, excuse me, I heard that little crackling sound. I saw Adam at the at Joe and Mallory's parties. I should have said something. Hey, Adam, how you doing? How's that? Hey, by the way, my board's still making noise. No, he's a good guy. He was there with his daughter. I think his wife is under the weather, but he was there with his baby. She's just 2 or 3. He was carrying around, and then I think he left early, but good man. Adam's about 6'4". His wife is 5'2". There you go. I don't know why I said that, but it's just like, you know, I think their daughter is probably going to be somewhere in the middle, maybe, size-wise. So we are adjusting. We're going to do our encore shows now the first 2 days of the week. Monday, Tuesday will be the encore shows. It was Monday, Friday. Monday, Tuesday is going to work better. So that's how it's going to roll out. Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. And then the rest of the week, new shows. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What do you do on encore shows, Phil? Because we got so much good shit in the archive, it's crazy not to be rolling it out. Now, what in the fuck is all of this? God damn it. Tell us about your experience to make your journey more enjoyable. Improve the quality of your life with exclusive PDF books. Fuck that. Okay. I'm going to move this to archive. Mark as read. Move to receipts. I don't like all these offers. They tell you turn on notifications if you want offers, and I did, and I now regret it. Because I don't really give a shit. So anyway, we're going to be looking at today's show on the internet. Let me see, man. Well, it's all right. And it's all right. The end of the line. The end of the line. All right, man. Monday at 11, Margaret gets a little butt hurt. Go back to 2023, like November. Let's see what's coming up here. It's today the 12th. And we already read some of these things already. Prank and Margaret sings Christmas favorites. Did we do that one already? Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny is, you know, in jail now, man. I mean, he's not doing good. So
I'm Malcolm Esposito, and this is the Principles of Abundance in a 21st Century. Thanks a lot, Malcolm, and welcome, everybody, to Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Kenny Slag, and I'll be your host here over the next few minutes talking about the Principles of Abundance. I know a lot of you have questions and wonder where I've been. You wonder what's been going on in the life of Kenny Slag. Let me tell you something, nothing but good stuff.
Yeah, right.
You know, when I was out there in the world, learning my way, trying to find my way, I learned quite a few things. Many of you have probably noticed that I have a little bit of a speech impediment. Many of you have noticed that I got a little bit of a sort of a speech impediment. Not really. Here's what happened. I was in the city of Los Angeles not too long ago. I slipped and fell for it onto the rear bumper of a car that was backing up. Well, while I was getting oral surgery, I remembered a couple of things that I'd seen while I was in prison for 8 months. Yes, that's right. You remember, I did jail time. I saw a lot of gold teeth, and I thought, that would be a great look for Kenny Slag. The Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
I saw a lot of gold teeth. Okay. That's all I need to hear. I don't need to hear any more. Thank you. I was in prison for 8 months. I saw a lot of gold teeth. All right. So, Kenny, this is one of Kenny's last shows before he went to a prison farm. We had interviewed him, so we should play this.
Oh, man. God damn it.
The end of the line. A robot. I made a robot. Why doesn't anybody want to buy it from me? All right, man. I hope you guys are doing good. Jackie and I watched a movie called The Substance. Now, it was recommended by some of our BSPs over on the BSPs and More page. And I saw this, and I said, okay. So I said, Jackie, let's watch this movie. So we did. Now, I'm not saying it was a bad movie, but it was... How do I describe this film? It's basically about a professional trainer, television personality who wants to maintain her youth. And she gets a hold of something called the substance, which essentially splits the DNA in two, so you're two people. One is your older version, and another is a brand spanking new young version of you. Well, it winds, there's a lot of shit that happens, but it doesn't wind up good for the Demi Moore character. And the thing that I probably didn't like about it was that there's all kinds of grotesque shit, which is fine. There was all kinds of kind of, it wasn't really scary. It was grotesque. But the thing that I did not like about it is her character didn't seem to deserve the shit that she got. She got this horrible, horrible stuff happened to her, and I never could figure out why. Why is this happening to her, you know? I mean, some really bad stuff. So I'll tell you, it's called The Substance. It's on Mubi, M-U-B-I, capital M, capital U, capital B, capital I. That's the name of the platform. And they look to have a lot of interesting movies. They've got a lot of festival films. They've got a lot of movies from around the fucking world. We saw movies on there from Namibia, Africa, movies in there from Europe, movies on there from all over North America and Central America and South America. Lots of Japanese films. So I kind of like that. I like looking at international films because they tend to be a lot more interesting than just the run-of-the-mill Yankee movie, in my opinion, anyway. It's called Mubi. Check it out. You know, you may dig it, you may not. I don't know. At this particular juncture, I don't know. So what I'm doing here now is I'm looking at this thing. So this is, we're into this. Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Okay. And we are going to drop this into a show log, man, so we can, you know, sort of deal with it. Tomorrow's the 12th, right? Or today's the 12th? Very good. I had one of these bean burger. It's like a garden burger, so it's a veggie burger. And ones from Morningstar are really good. I usually have a couple of those in just some Dave's bread, you know. I mean, that's how I roll in terms of food. And I like it. It's very good. The one thing, though, I did not have that kind of pissed me off is hot sauce. I drop hot sauce onto these veggie grill burgers that they make at Morningstar. And then, like I say, I got my Dave's bread. And I drop some hot sauce on that, and it's fucking great. And something happened to my hot sauce, man. Who stole the hot sauce?
Susie.
Anyway, she might have thrown it out. She might have looked at it and said, this shit's old. I'm going to throw it out. Maybe. I don't know. All right, now. But it was really good. It was really good. All right, next up on the list of things to do. Did we do November 2002? Where is it? 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 it was. I'm going to do 2003. All right, groovy. The End of the Line, November 2003. So the movie's called Substance. Demi Moore. And I will tell you this, the makeup in this fucking movie is insane. It's really crazy. The prosthetic makeup they use. At one point, the character that Demi Moore is playing, which is actually split into two women, at one point, one of the women, and she's both of them, but it's like two sides of her, it becomes like just a thing. It just becomes this fucking thing. And it's crazy, the shit that the makeup they do, the prosthetic head, everything. I've never seen Demi Moore in that kind of role, nor have I seen her in that kind of makeup. So it's a trip. Looking at naked pictures of war hero Jessica Lynch. It's pretty funny. This is Lloyd Bonafide. Let's do this one, man. And he's going to burn your place down. I don't remember. I remember the name Jessica Lynch. I didn't know she had nude pictures of herself. But I guess she's like a war hero. All right, man. That is done, and that's done. Did we do the do? We did. All right, let me look at this. 2003? Yeah. The End of the Line. All right, man, I'm ready to rock and roll. I hope you are too. Here we go.